This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
We have no idea what that substance is, Stephon Diggs. And I'm not here to absolve him and, defend him. But it's a video. We have no idea what's going on there. The NFL certainly isn't going to suspend anybody for some sort of video. I mean, when was the last time you heard about a player being suspended for street drugs? So, to me, this is one of these typical NFL offseason, not much going on. The Patriots haven't practiced in a week. They got sick of talking about Drake May's interceptions, and it's much to do about nothing. It's completely over.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe live at the Lobster Bar in Newport. Greg Hill Road Show after show. Greg Bedard thinks no big whoop. We're just bored.
I don't know about that.
Just filling time. Steph Diggs, we're just bored.
Dude, I'm never bored. There's so much stuff on like these streaming apps now that you can like watch.
You can't even catch up.
I can't keep up with these movies and TV. I'm not bored. What are they talking about? I think it's at least a little whoop. Might not be a big whoop, but this is something.
It's a whoop. On the whoop scale.
So on the whoop. Thank you.
Yeah.
Finally, our whoop scale. When Mike Vrabel was asked about it, did he say?
You should do a whoop scale with Chris Berman.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. If it's a big whoop, that's what we do.
I think it's at least a little whoop, because when Mike Vrabel was asked about it the other day before practice, did he say no big deal, you guys were bored?
Yeah, right. If you ask Mike Vrabel,
what did he say?
Mike Vrabel think it's a big whoop?
Yeah. He went on to say everybody needs to make good decisions.
Thank you.
So what does that tell you?
No, Greg says we're just bored. That's all.
I'm never bored.
Just looking to fill time. We're bored. Ken brought up an interesting question. We've talked about the idea of Diggs. Will he get cut? Will the Patriots move on from him? I wouldn't wager on it. I think there's a non-zero chance it happens, but I think it's a small chance it happens.
Yeah.
What do you think the reaction would be? Ken just asked that. Like, do you think fans would be
pissed?
I think they'd be really, pissed. Really, really upset.
I think people are pretty happy about
that. Doesn't
the
make
signing.
The team wrong, but I think it would be a very unpopular move.
I think it'd be very, because then you're left with, all right, now what? Because I think the expectation for him is pretty high for a guy his age coming off of an ACL injury.
But the irony is you're left with now what? Diggs might not be out there for like the first month.
No, I know.
So you might be left with what you have for the first month anyway.
Yeah, but they're still sort of – it's similar to Roman Anthony where you're like, he's not here yet, but when he does show up, it's going to be great.
So if you're going to get back to 500.
Well, so if you have the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks without Steph Diggs, the back of my mind I'm thinking, all right, that offense is getting Steph Diggs at some point.
Right.
So if you remove that from the equation – then it's whatever the first month of the season is, just more of it. It's going to be that for the whole year. So I think people would be pretty upset, because then I think it also would get into the overall – the one thing that like people like Bedard that think overall it's no big deal, and you and I being like, well, it's not ideal. Nobody really cares too much about the actual stuff he was holding on the boat. Right?
I mean, it's sort of
like a bigger thing.
It's a fun video to watch, but that's not my actual gripe.
So that's what I'm saying. So if they cut him, I think people would lose their mind, because they're like, you're cutting him for that? Like, the league might not even do anything about that. Like, so why are you cutting him for that? However, you say, like, will he get cut for this? I say no. But now whatever the second thing is, if the second thing also isn't that big of a deal, but it's two things, you know what
What's
I'm saying?
The like, second this, thing? Like another boat video or something?
No, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, but so like that in of itself is not worth releasing a player over. But if you have another instance, it's only May. The season doesn't even start until September. So if you have something else that gets added to your list, like I don't know what the right analogy would be. Would it be like two misdemeanors equals like one felony? Or
sure, I can go with that. Yeah.
I'm losing the thread a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? Like two minor penalties versus like a major penalty,
yes.
Like that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, look, I don't think they're cutting Diggs. I do think it would be wildly unpopular. It was a wildly popular signing.
Yeah.
We heard Diggs' name a million times before the Patriots signed him, before they were really even linked. I forget how much they were linked to him before the signing, like credibly linked to him, not just spitballing. But it was a wildly popular signing.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Patriots need a receiver so, so badly. But no, if there were another incident, yeah, I guess I could see that happening. I don't care really that he was partying. Like, I don't really care about that. I care that he was partying and then didn't show up to OTAs. And he should be rehabbing, and he should be getting his body in the best shape possible, and I want him back as soon as possible, and I'm not sure he's doing any of that. So that is my actual gripe. Him partying on a boat,
it's like whatever.
Him handing out whatever he's handing out. I don't think Cardi B's happy with him, based on what we read yesterday from a highly credible source.
It's also about it's always about the video, too, because if there's a well-detailed written article about what he was doing, but there's no video, nobody would care at all.
No, it's true.
Like, at all. He wouldn't even be asked about it. You know, it's just the visual.
No, that's fair. I mean, I think that helped blow it up a lot. It is a big story. Like, I mean, it's
everywhere.
Like, the idea that we're just bored in New England talking about it because the Celtics are knocked out is dumb. Like, no, it's a big national story that's covered heavily throughout the NFL.
Right.
So I don't think that. And I don't know why Greg's fighting that so hard. Like, again, you made the best point. Does Vrabel sound like it's not a big deal?
No.
Vrabel sounded pissed.
Vrabel was like, it's still unknown if it was Diggs' decision, Vrabel's decision, previous decision, whatever. We don't know why he wasn't there.
I would be shocked. And, look, I don't know. But Breer suggested that maybe Vrabel asked him not to show up.
I would be surprised.
Well, just based on the way Vrabel answered stuff the other day, that would shock me. I don't know the answer. Maybe and Breer's way more plugged in than I am. That would really surprise me.
Yeah, because, like, the way he was asked, like, is he going to practice? Like, well, if he's here, like,
right.
Well, then, no, you would.
He wants him here. Of course he wants him. Every coach wants all these guys here. And, by the way, he should be here. Especially a player rehabbing from a significant injury should be here. And he was here last week.
Yeah, that's what's also. Cause, like,
it's not
that,
like
that
his
throws
whole plan
where
was
like,
to stay away.
I'll show up later. I'm rehabbing this way. I can't really do a whole lot.
Doesn't make sense.
Because he showed all these videos of things that he apparently can do. Right, so that's why it's a little misleading, because it's like, all right, you've been there, you've done this.
Do you put any stock in any of those videos? People send me those all the time. I couldn't tell. I put so little stock in those rehab videos for Steph Diggs, it's not even funny.
Well, like, some of them, I think, I mean, he looks like he's doing all right, like, when he's running. Like, the ones where he's running and cutting. Him, like, laying down, lifting weights, I don't care about. I'm just looking, like, sort of more at the knee. It looks all right. A lot of guys will do these. A lot of guys will post these on Instagram, and there literally are some that look not good. Like, they're like, why are you doing this? Like, what do you think this is a benefit to you? His look pretty good, you know, for a guy that we're wondering if he'll even be ready by, like, you know, Halloween. He's doing stuff that maybe I didn't think he'd be doing at this point. So, yeah, I take a little bit of stock in those.
Let's see if he's out there at all. Curran answered this earlier this week. It's like, do I think he's going to be ready week one? He's like, I'm optimistic for it, but he's until we see him doing anything at training camp.
Right.
Then I'll start to get somewhat excited, assuming that, you know, he actually bothers to show up.
Wow.
Speaking of Curran, he was on EEI Afternoons yesterday, which you can catch at 2 o'clock here today on WEEI. We talk to Curran every Tuesday at high noon. He's on Thursdays on WEEI Afternoons at 3:30. And he talked about Drake May, not just the picks that he had the other day, not the uneven performance from the offense, but how inaccurate Drake May has been.
But he is having some wild misses. They're not near misses. They're related to movement. He'll roll a little bit and throw from that kind of, like, a shortstop swinging at the first kind of platform, which is not ideal for perfect accuracy, but he does have accuracy with it. We've seen him make those throws, but there just seems to be a lot of them. So I don't think it's a concern. Excuse me. I don't think it's a worry. It's certainly a concern if there's a regression to having sloppy mechanics, because Alex Van Pelt spent an inordinate inordinate amount of time on those last year.
Okay, so it's weird he highlights Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Like that, was that just a throwaway, or is that something he's hearing? Like, well, you know, Van Pelt really kept him on his P's and Q's. Are they doing that?
Well, maybe just sort of like that was one thing he did well last year, and like now you remove that guy from
the equation. That's honestly a name I never expected to hear again once he was out of here, and now Curran's bringing up Alex Van Pelt. It's like, oh, Van Pelt. What the hell's going on there?
Yeah.
So that weirds me out. But, yeah, even if you weren't concerned about the interceptions the other day, that, or, you know, last week,
yeah,
that answer has to concern you. He's wildly inaccurate. He's skipping throws like a shortstop. A Red Sox shortstop, obviously. Like you, yeah. Like you don't.
David Hamilton.
Yeah, you don't. That's not what anybody wants to hear at these OTAs. Now it's early. Maybe it won't feel like a big deal come training camp or the preseason or the regular season. We'll have forgotten about it. We'll look back and laugh about it. But you can't tell me that's what anybody wanted to hear coming out of these OTAs.
No, definitely not. Because this isn't where you could say, well, the receiver dropped the ball or they ran the wrong route,
yeah,
or the left tackle.
A ball or something like that. Right. Interceptions. I mean, I heard Ninkovich. You can explain them away. When you're nowhere near the receiver,
yeah, that's
harder to explain away.
That's not ideal. And that could be an ongoing issue for this season. We'll see. Especially when it sounds like we both agree they're not going
to
probably throw the ball a ton.
Not
so
to
like
start.
When you do, like, you got to make sure you can't turn it over, right? Because that always looks way worse. Because you're probably only – you know, we brought up yesterday Justin Herbert. For some of the monster seasons he's had statistically, last year, I think it was like 23 touchdowns, 3 picks. That's not a lot of touchdown passes.
No,
really isn't.
Really, the first half of the year, they didn't throw a ton.
Three picks?
They opened it up. Oh, no, that's great.
Great. So I'm saying, like, you know, what's your ratio look like? So if they're not asking to put the ball up in the air a whole lot, but you also have 10 picks, you're like, well, that's not gonna be good. And, yeah, the accuracy's got to be just another thing to keep your eye on with Drake May.
Yeah. No, this is always my thing with Mac when he was here. It's like, oh, well, you know, he's throwing interceptions, but it's actually not that high of an interception total. I'm like, he makes no plays.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If Drake May's making plays, yeah, I am personally willing to put up with some turnovers.
Yeah.
I'm okay with a bad throw here and there if you are lighting it up with downfield throws and tight window throws and you're scoring touchdowns.
The James Winston approach.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need quite that. I mean, that's
too much.
I would prefer that to Mac, but that's even too extreme for me. But you got to, if you're going to turn it over, you got to balance that out with making plays.
I
Mac
agree.
Never made plays.
No.
We're still waiting for him to make plays.
That's right.
So Drake May, you saw that last year, but he still needs to cut that turnover down, the total down.
Yeah. So, I mean, he clearly is going to be, but I don't think anybody thought he was a finished product after 1 year. You know, so like a lot of these things are kind of as expected, and you just hope that, you know, these days don't pile up, right, where like the big takeaway is like, oh, man, another not great performance. Because, and this isn't a Drake May thing, but going back to like the last couple of Mac Jones years, people were like, oh, you're making too big a deal out of OTAs, minicamp, and training camp. Well, he sucked then he sucked in the season.
Yeah, no.
Like, that kind of translated right into the next thing.
Look, I put stock in all these preseasons. I know people laugh away spring training. We were talking about Tanner Houck's struggles in spring training. Like, you could see it coming a million miles away. He was going to suck this year. You could see that. I bought into Garrett. On the positive side, I'll buy into it too. I bought into Garrett Crochet. Crochet looked awesome in the spring.
Yeah,
he's been awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's perfect in 1,000%, but I don't ignore it. I don't ignore training camps, OTAs, spring training. I don't ignore any of that. So I think with Drake May, he's going to have to get on track soon. It doesn't mean these two things are throwing off his whole season, but I'd like to read a positive report when the media is present.
Yeah.
The only positive thing I've read about Drake, the only one I've read.
Ooh, yeah, what is it?
Reese had it on Sunday.
You got engaged?
No.
No.
That Drake May had a good OTA on Thursday when, oh, conveniently, the media wasn't there. He was sharp. He was turnover free.
Yeah.
That's what the team is telling Reese. Or you know, I mean, it has to be a team source who was there present for the practice.
So Drake May told him.
Yeah, I'm not even disparaging the Reese report.
No, I understand.
I'm saying the team wants it out there after he had a bad performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one could put their eyeballs on it.
Yeah, yeah.
No one in the media. So I'd like him to have a good day with the media there next week. I don't think that's too much to ask. I'll stand down. If he has a good day, I'll stand down on it.
Yeah.
But if it keeps snowballing, I'm going to keep highlighting it.
Well, no, and I think as long as you like you admit that you're more invested in the results of these, therefore it makes sense when you're going to be a little bit more down on a bad one, and then you have the right to be high on a good one. Whereas if you're If you don't think this is a big deal, you can't get all fired up about like
if you're somebody
a 10
who's like,
for 10 performance or four touchdowns.
Thank you. Yeah. If you're somebody who doesn't put any stock in the four picks, don't come talk to me when he goes 18 for 20 with a million touchdowns because it's just OTAs. I don't want to hear it.
Because you're
not from the people who didn't want to talk about the picks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you taking this into account or are you a wait till the season starts person? But I don't think there's a lot of them. Like, I think football fans are in on like all this stuff. They want to hear what's going on.
What beyond Drake and beyond Diggs, what's the biggest storyline in your opinion at training camp?
Probably Will Campbell, just sort of what he looks like. He's going to get every opportunity to be the left tackle, and if he is, awesome. But as soon as you start that, well, man, maybe he's a guard. Like, as soon as that pops up, that's going to be devastating. Well, and I don't think that's going to be the case. I do think he's going to step in. I think he's going to be the starting left tackle all year. Part of that's wishful thinking, but I think two things kind of gave that away. So not only did they take him fourth overall, which feels like, all right, that's pretty high for a guard.
Yeah.
But then the report that came out that in the second round, they didn't even want Travion Henderson, at least with the at first. They wanted the guard who went to the Dolphins.
Yeah, Bedard had that report.
So if you're drafting a guard there, then I feel like you're pretty confident that Campbell's the left tackle. But no, I would say that is, from me, probably the next most important story.
I forget who I was taught was. Might have been Dave. No, you know who it was? It was, did you meet Ray in Cumberland? Did you meet him? He was here earlier. Our guy Ray. Our guy Ray on Twitter. You met him?
I met a bunch of people, yeah.
He brought up, I think this is starting to dawn on some people. When we get to training camp, you're actually going to, you can't read into what Will Campbell's doing at OTAs. That's legitimately something you can't read into.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not padded. You can't read into the O-line. You can read into some of the passing game and stuff like that. But I think it was Ray saying, what if he gets out there and we don't have a left tackle? What if he's a guard? Like, what if?
No, no,
what if? But I think that's starting to dawn on some people where it's like, oh yeah, what if that's not fixed? And oh yeah, what if Steph Diggs isn't ready for the first month? And what if he's too busy partying on a boat to ever show up?
It's a big swing.
Like, those are two moves that have people feeling really good. One might be a guard, and who knows what the other guy's left in the tank.
Yeah, you have the possibility of a number one wide receiver and a starting caliber left tackle.
And then the question,
or not,
right? Then what?
Yeah.
It's the same as last year. It's really, unless Kyle Williams is a stud, or unless Mac Hollins does something he's never done before.
Get ready to learn punt.
Kendrick Bourne just super productive in the Josh McDaniels. Like, barring something like that,
I know
it's the same as last year.
Yeah, it's not great.
So those guys kind of have to produce. And I'm much more confident in Diggs when he's on the field than I am about Campbell as a
Who's more important, though, Campbell or Diggs? Don't you think Campbell kind of is? Because it's like a house of cards if he can't do it.
A house of cards in the receiver room.
Yeah. I mean, no, they're both important. But if I could tell you right now one guy is way better. Well, no. If it's high-end Diggs, I'd rather have high-end Diggs.
Me too.
Let's say it's not Bill's Diggs. It's like kind of what you saw, but
Houston,
healthy with the
Houston
Texans.
Houston Diggs, yeah.
I don't know, versus like a really good left tackle, because I would take the receiver over left tackle. I'm just saying if that receiver isn't a top 10
save
guy.
Save it for what you'd rather win. you're jumping the
gun. It's all our best material.
Speaking of Wednesday, we got some plans for next Wednesday.
Is that right?
Yeah, if a certain someone isn't on the Red Sox by next Wednesday, we're going to have to do something about it.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so that's just that. The Red Sox have been warned.
Oh, okay.
Right. But it's up to you, Red Sox. Do something before Wednesday, or we're going to have to take matters into
this
our
is
own
on
hands.
You.
And that will be a Would You Rather Wednesday. Put a pin in it, Keith.
Okay.
We'll talk about that on Wednesday. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it is a live grab bag.
Grab bag.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Shaw's and Style Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. The Red Sox were off last night, returned to action tonight, looking to snap a 5-game losing streak when the Sox begin a 3-game series with the Braves in Atlanta. First pitch tonight is at 7:15. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and Lou Maloney right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Lucas Giolito gets the ball in the series opener against the Braves' Grant Holmes. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand beginning at 6:15. The Knicks stayed alive in the Eastern Conference Finals with a 111-94 Game 5 win over the Pacers at Madison Square Garden. Knicks guard Jalen Brunson led all scorers with 32 points. The Pacers still lead the series 3-2 with Game 6 tomorrow night in Indiana. It will be a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup Final after the Oilers eliminated the Dallas Stars with last night's 6-3 Game 5 win. The Oilers will host the Florida Panthers in Game 1 on Wednesday night. And tomorrow night, the Revolution will be in Canada taking on CF Montreal. That game kicks off at 7:30. Want to win free groceries or epic Boston sports and concert prizes? Enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Just spend $50 or more and check your receipt for your entry code. It's that easy. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh,
it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, live from Newport on the Road Show. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, let's begin in the NBA. As last night, the New York Knicks forced a Game 6 with a 111-94 win over the Indiana Pacers. Game 6 back in Indiana tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not giving the Knicks much of a chance in this series. We said this yesterday, I think. Maybe the Knicks would come through at home. That game was – yeah, they were at home last night.
Yeah, they were at home, so they were back in Indiana tomorrow.
So it is analogous to what happened with the Celtics. Like, they went out, they won a Game 5, they went to New York, they got smoked. I could see something very similar happening.
Winner of Game 6 wins the series?
Winner of Game 6 is going to win the series, yes. That's going to be Indiana, yeah.
Pacers minus 3.5. Take that, clincher?
I would take
that. Yeah, I think so as well.
I think when we were talking to Tim Walsh earlier, I'm not as confident in him about Joe Mazzulla changing his offense to like a Rick Carlisle type of offense, but he was more confident Joe would do that. So whatever, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that. Him talking about, and Wiggy's talked a lot about this, needing a more pure point guard.
Yeah.
I might start to buy in.
Coming around on that?
Well, it might be an offseason to do it, and let's see how it looks without Tatum, because they need to.
How many pure point guards are
there? There are not many. Yeah. I mean, Halliburton is one, I think, but yeah, there's not many. So, like, how do you find one? Can you draft one? Do you just lean on Pritchard more? I don't think he's a pure one, but he might be the best one you have. Mm. But I think that would go a long way to helping their offense. I do.
Grab bag. Jones and Keith. Beautiful.
Did you get? Did Nick check? Did we get one from that lady last night?
Oh, she did say she loves Grab Bag.
It's her favorite.
Yeah, and she. We said you need to send one in.
Do you remember?
I think she was swearing a lot.
I don't know if they would.
I don't know if it would make it onto the.
I don't recall her name. I apologize. I'm sure she's listening. She loves the Grab Bag.
No.
Did you check the inbox, Nick? We don't have any. We don't have any new submissions.
No,
today.
I don't know.
I'll
have
to check.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How do people send those in again?
Keefe at WEEI.com.
If you're Lobster Bar, everybody got that? If you want to send one of these in.
Questions, comments, concerns, grab bags, all go to Keefe at WEEI.com.
Great.
All right. In the NHL last night, the Oilers eliminated the Stars in 5 games. So we get Edmonton, Florida for the Stanley Cup Final. Game 1, not till Wednesday.
No.
So if you're jonesing for some hockey, you're out of luck.
I'm really not.
Okay.
But right. I said this earlier. If the games are close, will I tune in some third periods? Yes.
Yeah.
If the series is going 6 or 7, will I start to get excited for the series? Probably. But I don't think, as much as we're trying to make Brad Marchand winning a cup in Florida a thing, as much as we talk about it, I know you're rooting very vehemently against it.
Well, they got their pick already. So
as much as we try to make it a thing, I don't really get the sense people care all that much.
No. I don't think there's a lot of buzz around that. No.
Grab bag.
Red Sox open up a 3-game series in Atlanta tonight. Lucas Giolito will be on the mound. Now, this is a Apple TV Plus game. So if you don't have that, don't worry, you're in luck. Every game right here on WEEI and the Odyssey app.
What do you got? Yeah, Will and Will, I heard this morning.
You got the Flying Will Brothers.
Fleming and Brooksy.
And
Lou
Brooksy.
Now.
Yeah. What was it?
And Lou now.
And Lou.
Lou Three will be popping booth? Into the booth, too.
Ooh. Oh, it makes sense, right? Because it's not on Nesson. It's just it's on WEEI exclusively. Lucas Giolito, so 7:15 first pitch, 6:15 with the pregame. And then you get Walker Buehler tomorrow in Atlanta. And then Sunday afternoon, Garrett Crochet versus Spencer Strider.
How's Strider been this year? I know he's been hurt. How's he been?
He just pitched a gem against the Phillies. So
did he? Okay. But I mean, on paper, that is is it better than Crochet and Sale?
It's like two.
We got Crochet and Sale the other week. No,
probably not.
Just given that Sale played here.
Sale was also the reigning NL Cy Young winner.
But Strider's won a Cy Young.
Yeah, but one
2 years ago?
I don't know if he did, but he's been banged up. He's 0-3 with a 4.5 ERA this year.
Did he not win a song? I thought he did. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think he finished second.
All right, in my face.
He's only 6 foot, 195 pounds, but 125 of them are quads. So could he be Hoss of the Week?
Spencer Strider, Hoss of the Week?
I mean, I'm not giving it to him. He's got to go out and, you know, pitch.
Okay.
But I'm saying like
Hoss of next week. It's a look ahead.
Yeah.
It's a look ahead,
maybe,
Hoss.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, Rich. Here we go. background music. Going to give it away.
It does. It does.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Have you seen this Jermaine O'Neal story?
No.
Please tell me you haven't. All right,
no.
Great. So Jermaine O'Neal was on like a podcast or whatever, and he was talking about one of his brothers, and then it got to the subject of his father. Jermaine O'Neal's father has had how many kids?
Oh,
let's play a little game.
No, this is a good game.
How many kids?
Okay.
So Jermaine O'Neal
seven.
Confirmed that.
Higher. It got to be higher. Nick, it's not Nick. Even noteworthy if it's seven.
Nick, please.
Hey,
great use of the drop, but you're nowhere close.
70.
Well, not 70 kids. No.
Okay.
No. He's not like a sperm donor.
My real guess is, let's go 20.
33.
Wow.
33 kids.
Oh, Larry Bird, 33.
Jermaine O'Neal, according to Jermaine O'Neal, has 32 brothers and sisters. So Tyreek Hill got some work to do.
Yeah, Phil Rivers.
Tyreek Hill is like not even close.
Phil Rivers looking at his wife right now going, let's make another one. We got a lot of work to
you
do.
You hear about this Jermaine O'Neal story? Get after it.
Okay.
Yep.
I had not heard that. Mm.
Grab bag.
Chris Sale. Speaking of Chris Sale,
wow.
Reigning NL Cy Young winner, he is the fastest pitcher to 2,500 career strikeouts. Hall of Famer. Hall of Fame, Chris Sale. I'm telling you.
Chris Sale, not my Hall of Fame. You're a small hall guy.
I, of course, am a small hall guy, but
yeah, clearly.
I got room for Chris Sale in there.
Yeah, I'm not.
The guy's like
not in my Hall of Fame.
Perennial top five Cy Young finisher.
He's 1-1.
Yeah, but he's always in the mix.
Yeah.
There's probably one-time Cy Young winners or no-time Cy Young winners in the Hall of Fame.
Mike Mussina's in the Hall of Fame, and he shouldn't.
Moose.
He was always in the mix.
Moose.
Never won it. That was Chris Sale until last year.
But I 2,500 Ks?
I put Sale in before Mussina. I'm with you on that, but neither would be in there.
I don't have Mussina in the Hall.
No, you're a small hall guy.
I'm a small hall guy.
Kicking people out.
Chris Sale. Well, maybe we'll have more on Chris Sale here in a moment.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
That one's moving up the power ranking.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
How about some movie news? Meet the Parents 4 is coming November 25th, 2026.
I didn't see 3.
You're going to be so lost.
I saw Parents.
You're going to be so confused.
I saw Parents. I saw Fockers. I didn't see 3.
Ben Stiller's coming back. Robert De Niro's coming back. And they've added Ariana Grande to the cast.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
I like Ari.
So she'll be in Wicked. She'll be in Wicked 2 and Meet the Parents 4. It's a good run.
It's a pretty good run.
That's not bad.
Nice.
Grab bag.
In theaters this weekend, Jones. It's kind of a light weekend, not like last week. The Phoenician Scheme.
Oh, it's Wes Anderson. Do you like Wes Anderson movies?
I don't think I do.
Actually, you know what?
I said this to Kat. Royal Tenenbaums.
Fine.
I like that. But like, I don't think I ever need to see another one. He doesn't need to make any more. I have no interest.
Yeah, I don't. I do want to like them. I want to like them.
No.
But then I watch them, and I don't even know how many I've seen. I've seen Royal Tenenbaums, Life Aquatic. What else has he made? I've seen other ones.
Asteroid
City. Yeah, none of them are good.
Grand Budapest Hotel was good.
Say it again?
Grand Budapest Hotel I liked.
Was good?
I liked it, yeah.
That's what Nick's saying.
That's Nick.
Saying I liked it.
All right, so early on, he had Bottle Rocket, Rushmore, Royal Tenenbaums.
I saw Rushmore.
Which I would say were all good.
I don't think I saw Bottle Rocket. They all Bill Murray?
Bottle Rocket's like Luke and Owen Wilson, I believe.
Okay.
Rushmore was good.
Then I saw Rushmore. Rushmore is probably my favorite one that I've seen.
And then Life Aquatic was
not good. I saw that in theaters. That was terrible.
The Darjeeling Limited, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Moonrise Kingdom, Grand Budapest Hotel, Isle of Dogs, The French Dispatch of the Liberty, Kansas Evening Sun.
Yeah, I hate the names.
These are terrible.
I hate the names. I want to like them.
No, I know.
They all stink.
No,
so what is it again?
The Phoenician Scheme is the one that comes out tonight with Benicio Del Toro, Michael Cera, Tom Hanks, Bryan Cranston, Jeffrey Wright, Scarlett Johansson, Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's got good casting. Just bad movies.
But they're all like kind of the same.
Yes.
Like just the way they're done, I don't care for it.
They named it San Diego.
which of course in German means a whale's
grab bag.
No, there's no way that's correct.
Our daily question, Jones, is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
I've not been great with the news here today.
That's true. We've been pretty swamped.
Something. I think he's still a free agent.
Not free agent. Yeah.
Staff, Steph and Staff, history and Steph and Staff, people, someone's name, history and sports. Big disaster, someone's name, Steph and Staff, history, someone's name, something I don't know. Famous guy, movie star, don't know who these people are. Steph and history, yelling really loud at me.
We didn't start the grab bag.
Well, that one's fitting for Rhode Island, too.
That's perfect. It is. It got a pop here. People perk up a little bit at that one, yeah.
Best NBA performer from last night, Jones.
Oh.
Was it Josh Hart, who had 12 and 10?
No.
Was it Pascal Siakam, who had 15, 6, and 5?
No, but did you see Siakam going to Greg Doyle after the game?
No. Oh, no.
It was honestly pretty good.
Good for him.
Siakam's like, who are you, bro? He's like, what are you trying to get at? Like,
wow.
So honestly, it might be him. Keep going.
Okay, yeah. It might be. Karl Anthony Towns, who was questionable prior to the game and then came out and had 24 points, 13 boards. Was it Benedict Mathurin, 23 and 9, or was it Jalen Brunson, 32, 5, and 5?
I mean, it's probably Jalen Brunson. I never give it to someone who lost. I'm giving it to Siakam.
Okay.
It was for his post-game MVP. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, best baseball performer from last night.
Ooh.
Was it Chandler Simpson?
I hope not.
1 for 4, run scored, 3 steals.
Oh!
3 bags.
Oh, wait, okay.
Yeah,
he's back in the game. Okay, good.
Lured you into that one.
Okay, nice.
Was it Junior Caminero? 3 for 6, a home run, 6 RBI, 2 runs
Ooh,
scored.
Wow, that's a lot of ribeye steaks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was it your guy Austin Riley? 2 for 3 with a dong, 4 RBI, 3 runs scored. Was it Jose Berrios? 6 scoreless, 9 Ks, or Chris Sale, 6 scoreless, 8 Ks, including becoming the fastest to 2,500 strikeouts.
Kind of like the 3 steals guy. Who was that? Chandler Simpson?
Chandler Simpson.
Yeah, you know what? I jumped down his throat too quickly. Yeah, right. That's a player of the night.
Sure.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, in the spirit
of... Are you the Shoeless Joe guy? Oh, I thought he said he's Shoeless Joe. I was like, this is the Shoeless Joe guy.
All right, we have a guy who played for the Atlanta Braves in his career.
That's it?
Red Sox play the Braves. In addition to...
Oh, that was Dale Murphy.
In addition to the Snakes, Blue Jays, Mets, Devil Rays, Yankees, Orioles, Red Sox.
Oh, I'm fearful. I was about to say, I'm fearful we already had this guy. It's not Marquise Grissom.
It can't be Marquise Grissom.
The teams were leading me toward... Who did Billy say?
Otis Nixon.
Nope, not Otis Nixon. Nope, not Otis Nixon. He barely played for the Red Sox.
Yeah, give me some years. Give me some years.
All right, he debuted in 2005, and he hung it up after the 2016 season.
Who'd he come up with?
Came up with the Braves.
He did come up with the Braves.
Yep.
2005.
Career high.
Jeff Francoeur.
No.
Ooh.
Career high 26 home runs in 2010.
Still sounds
with the
like
Snakes.
Jeff Francoeur. Oh, with the Snakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
251 career average, 155 career home runs, never an all-star. Second baseman.
Oh. Dan Uggla. Oh, no, he came up with the Braves.
Not Dan Uggla. Also played left and third, but primarily a second baseman.
Oh.
What year in Boston?
Marcus Giles.
Not Marcus Giles. 2014, he played 10 games with the Red Sox in 2014.
2014.
Yeah. It's a random player. It's a random ball player we're looking at here. Let's see. High steals in a season was 16, so not a crazy steals guy.
I think I'm out.
Okay.
Not Mark Lemke. I want to say Mark Lemke.
He's.
I can't look at Twitch or the text line. I don't know how I'm gonna spoil this.
Lefty stick.
Lefty stick. Not Mark
that
Lemke.
Helps?
I want to say Mark Lemke. Way too late for Mark Lemke.
All right.
Who is it?
Kelly Johnson.
Kelly Johnson.
Kelly Johnson.
Yeah.
Kelly Johnson.
Didn't get it?
Didn't have it.
Nope.
All right.
People are upset.
Kelly Johnson. I honestly don't remember him with the Red Sox.
No, me either. I think I had him when he was in Toronto in my fantasy baseball.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was definitely a guy.
I think I had him when he was a J.
He had back-to-back 20 home run seasons as a second baseman, which is pretty good.
Swiping you how many bags?
Yeah. Teens.
Yeah. It's nice. Not quite 2020.
Useful player.
Useful player. You want him in your middle infield.
Yeah.
You don't want him second base in fantasy. But if he's your middle infielder,
no.
You got something.
All right, there you go. There's your grab bag today.
You got a stew going. All right, random baseball player of the day in the grab bag. I guess we've done these live before, but not often.
No.
Not normally do you get this treat out in the public for grab bag every day here on Jones and Keefe. At 1:30, stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, back here with Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, whilst doing our road show, something behind us, because you could see the ocean behind us.
Oh,
the
good.
Cameras are great.
What a day for Twitch.
Yeah.
What a day to just watch the Aquidneck sail by.
It's true.
I haven't seen Bill's boat. I have not seen Cardi B's boat.
No, but our eyes are open on that.
A lot of boats.
We also had something that I certainly wasn't going to predict behind us, but here's the moment when we found out.
We have who again? Three? Oh, are people getting married right behind us? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that's going to be a first.
Congratulations to the lucky couple. Wonderful nuptials going on back there.
You guys want to do a post-show?
Congrats, guys.
Come on.
Congrats. Honestly, you still have time, but it's okay. You still have a moment.
I love love, though, so I'm for it.
I'm obviously that is for
good,
it.
Good catch over there.
Yeah, two. Good call. It's right. Like behind you.
You never know what you're going to see in Newport.
That could be like a big bird or like another boat.
You have Durant, you have Booker, no. You have Giannis.
12 seconds later.
Or the fact that is this wedding still? Is the wedding all done back here?
They wrote their own vows?
We witnessed the live wedding.
Yeah, how about that?
That was not on my...
Was that planned? They get clearance here?
That was not on my radar.
Oh, it's a rehearsal.
Oh,
you guys jumped the gun over there then a little bit.
Oh, so you do still have time. I was like, really?
You got a whole night.
Yeah.
A whole night to get after it.
Got a lot of time to get away from that. Yeah. Okay, rehearse. All right, well, no big deal then. I take it.
It looks like they're rehearsing it well, though.
It's much less impressive knowing it was a rehearsal.
No, Eamon and Griff were all over it. They thought they sniffed out a wedding.
Yeah.
No, not a wedding.
Well,
it looks like a nice spot, though, for it.
A good place. Yeah, a good place to walk through. Yep. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be, as I so eloquently put it, it'll be wonderful nuptials is what it'll be.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be a windy spot, though. Would you be worried about that?
I don't like to be a complainer, but I am a little chillier.
You're cold.
I'm a
You didn't dress appropriately.
I didn't. That's on me. I'll wear that one.
You were wearing a T-shirt earlier.
I had my wife run to the car to go get me my sweatshirt.
Wow. That is an emasculating aesthetic.
Sick crack, bro. Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's how it works.
I was a little chilly, so I asked my wife to run to the car and get me a sweatshirt.
I didn't have enough time in the break to do it.
You
want me to come back winded? Come back sucking.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I was thinking about the show.
No, that happened before. So, yeah, that was probably the right call that you made.
Okay, nice. Yeah, no, the rehearsal, less impressive.
Yeah.
Wedding for sure.
Well, they weren't really dressed up for it, so.
We probably should have not listened to Griffin Eamon on that one. We probably should have been like, let's actually really read the.
Sir, guess behind you, wedding!
The man's a wedding! That's what I thought it was. Well, no, that wasn't as impressive as we thought. I'll tell you what was much more impressive than I expected was being at the road show, being out here for the after show at the Lobster Bar. Big thank you to the Lobster Bar here today.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for the lobster rolls.
Awesome show. I've never seen a human being eat a lobster roll as fast as he did. But big shout out for letting us come out and hang out here all day long. Good to put some names with faces, meet a bunch of people here, and hang out with Greg and company last night. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart, you got Fitzy, you got Ted. We'll see what they have coming up at 2 o'clock. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday at 10 here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.